Good afternoon, and welcome to our session on health disparities. I am Dr. Laurie Elam Evans, and I'm an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. My area is with the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. At CDC and with the Healthy People 2020 goals, health disparities and addressing health disparities is an overarching goal. So improving health of the nation requires addressing, reducing, and eliminating health disparities, whether chronic or infectious or environmental. All of those must address health disparities so we can improve the health of the nation. Today we will have five presentations addressing different areas of health disparities. Now we're going in a different order because of some scheduling challenges that we had today. So our first speaker is going to be Sanai Anagami, and she will speak on a novel rural classification system at the small area level, adapting the index of relative rurality to estimate degree of rurality.
Happy Halloween. Thank you very much. I want to begin this talk by thanking three groups of people. The first are the moderator and the people, the speakers, my other speakers, for accommodating my schedule. I really appreciate that. I want to thank the audience for being here. I want to thank the reviewers of the abstract who selected this presentation for oral presentation. So the title of my talk is a mouthful. Essentially, we adapted the Index of Relative Rurality, which is a rural classification system, to the zip code level to estimate degree of rurality in health services research. I have no financial relationships with commercial interests as it regards this presentation. So when people ask me what my investigative interests are, and I start launching into, well, I'm really interested in rural classification systems, I can tell that people start glazing over very quickly. So the challenge here for this audience is to try to engage you in understanding my interest in rural classification systems, and I'm hoping that you will be interested as well at the end of this talk. So I did not begin my interest in rural classification systems until I started a pilot project and realized I had a problem. So last year I was looking at a pilot project examining the quality of health care in rural veterans residing in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Ohio. I was excited because the VA had identified that 40% of veterans using the VA health care system lived in rural areas. But very soon into my pilot study, I had realized that only 5% of veterans were living in rural areas that were frequenting the VA Pittsburgh healthcare system. I used the RUCA classification system, which I'll explain later. And so my immediate dilemma was that I realized I didn't have enough power to run an intervention. But more importantly, it was kind of unclear as to what was happening. Was it really that Pittsburgh was only taking care of urban veterans, or was there something idiosyncratic about the classification systems? And so initially what I did was went ahead and mapped all the veterans to see who lived in rural and urban areas, and granted, all of them nearly were classified as urban. But what was interesting to see was that the veterans were coming from a wide swath of areas in the Pennsylvania area, much of which I thought would be rural, but they were being identified as urban. And so rudimentary analysis was I went around to the different people in the Research Institute who were familiar with the area, and I said, is this area urban? And they'd say, no, that's where my 60-acre farm is. And then I'd say, well, how about this area? And they say, that's where I go hunting. And so what was happening was that the veterans were being labeled urban, but were coming from areas typically considered rural by the people who live there. So it's clearly important that we have a well-defined and relevant measure, a relevant rural classification system, because it's essential in understanding health problems of rural residents. It's also essential, in fact, urban residents as well, but it's essential and also in developing strategies to improve health and health care of these residents. So then I started looking at all these different rural classification systems, and there are in in a broad way, you can define them as large area rural classification systems and small area rural classification systems. These large areas are at the level of the county and the state and sometimes even regional. There are many, many large area rural classification systems, but people have identified that this is subject to misclassification, as people from Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, might know. Nebraska is considered rural, but if you live in Lincoln, most likely you would not consider yourself living in a rural area. You would say you were coming from an urban area. So these people who had said that the large areas rural classification systems are subject to misclassification developed something called the RUCA codes. This is called the Rural Urban Commuting Area Codes, which is definitely widely used in health services research. There's also a VA rural urban classification system, but it's actually even falling out of disfavor within the VA system. And as I was thinking about all of this, I attended the 2010 National Rural Health Association Annual Conference, where Michael Samuels was doing his acceptance speech, having been awarded the Distinguished Educator Award, and he had mentioned the Index of Relative Rurality as a possible new classification system. It again was a large area measure. It was a continuous measure at the level of the county that measured the degree of rurality. It was composed of four census-derived measures: population, population density, urbanization, and distance to the closest metropolitan statistical area. It had face validity because health services resources are affected by the presence or absence of a city of substantial population. For me, it was a continuous measure. I'm a non-statistician. It was easy to understand. It was reported to be sensitive to small changes, and it was applicable to different spatial scales. And the question was can I modify this to the zip code level where there wasn't misclassification? The misclassification issue was not as strong. But before I kind of go into what we did with the IRR, I want to talk about the RUCA, which is the current health services research measure that's popularly used. It was created in 1998 to delineate economic and agricultural relationships between geographic areas. It's composed of population density, urbanization, and something called work commuting patterns to larger metropolitan areas, where it defined functional relationships between places. That may be the reason why in the Pittsburgh area, even if you're 200 miles out, they're considered urban, because they had a strong functional relationship still with Pittsburgh. It's 33 tiers of rurality and urbanicity, and it's not ordered. So, you know, level 7.3 may not necessarily be more rural than 7.0 or more rural than 6.0. So it varied in terms of the rurality. It makes it a little difficult to interpret. So my primary research objective was to get greater power for my study, but was to adapt the IRR to the zip code level and create this thing called the IRR zip, and to compare and contrast how rural areas and populations are defined using the IRR zip and the RUCA classification system. My study area and sample. So my veterans came from eight clinics in the VA Pittsburgh healthcare system, three Pittsburgh divisions, which were located in Allegheny County, and five community-based outpatient clinics, or CBOCs, in the five counties surrounding Allegheny County. The patients all came from Pennsylvania, West Virginia, or Ohio. These were all patients that were seen in 2008 at one of the VA primary care clinics. Our study population was 38,448, and we excluded 753 who did not live in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. Some lived in Florida, and they came up during the summer months only to Pittsburgh. We merged three data sources. We obtained addresses from the VA Pittsburgh Administrative and Clinical Records. We obtained each of these addresses were linked to a RUCA code, as well as an IRR zip score. The RUCA codes were obtained from the United States Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service, and we created the IRR zip from data from the Census 2000. The RUCA code, as I said before, is 33 tiers, but I decided the 33 tiers were too unwieldy, so we used a modified seven-tier system. We actually modified the seven-tier system developed by the University of Washington Rural Health Research Center. Their seven-tier system composed of urban core, other urban, large rural, small rural, other small rural, and isolated rural. I combined large rural and small rural with other small rural because there were so few in other large rural and other small rural categories. Now, and so we created a five-tier system. I left other urban alone because 15% of our population came from other urban. And this wasn't combined haphazardly because the University of Washington also has a four-tier system that combines all of the other categories with their respective, parent category. And so we then created the IR zip. So we use zip code population density, and distance from the zip code centroid, which is the geographic center of the zip code, to the nearest city associated with metropolitan statistical area. I excluded urbanization because urbanization at the level of the zip code is actually equivalent to population density, and it would essentially weight population density twice. So theoretically, the range should be from 0 to 1, where 0 represented most urban and 1 was most rural. Ours ranged from 0.018 to like 0.81. So this is a figure where IRR score is on the horizontal axis, and the 5 curves represent each of the RUCA tiers. Okay, the urban core tier is at the far left, closest to 0, and it's the dark blue line. And the gray line, the gray dotted line, is the isolated rural, which is closest to 1. In the middle, you see the yellow peak, and that's a small rural RUCA tier. And so all of those seem to kind of fit and approximate where we would expect them to be on the IRR score. Okay, what was different and what was unexpected was that the other urban category actually overlaps the small rural category, and the large rural actually, a large number of them overlap the urban core category. So this other urban is the red dotted line, and the green dotted line is a large rural category. Now, I also had initially used the 4-variable IR zip, where I included the urbanization variable at the level of the census tract. And for the sake of this talk, I'm not going to explain why I use census tract urbanization, but when you use the urbanization variable, the peaks actually tightened up some. So now you see urban core shifting more towards 0, the isolated rural shifting more towards a 1, and then the mid-yellow small rural peak is still in the middle. But again, what's odd is the other urban peak actually now moves towards the more rural end. And large rural actually kind of is like this flat line all the way across the spectrum. So our conclusions are two, that the RUCA and the IR zip identify different subpopulations as rural and urban, and other urban appears to be rural using the IR zip. Why is this significant? Well, most health services researchers use the 4-tier RUCA classification system as well as the 2-tier RUCA classification system. If you pick up a New England Journal of Medicine, they're always using the RUCA as kind of a control variable. And the urban and other urban are usually combined in both of these classification systems. And the question is whether there might be some misclassification that might be occurring. Now, we can't say that they're misclassification because there's no method to validate either the RUCA or the IR zip. Defining rurality is relatively nebulous. So, but the statistician, the senior statistician who is a co-author, really wanted to have some sort of black and white proxy validation of some sort. So we decided what we would do is look at comparison of healthcare access. Our hypothesis was that veterans living in more rural areas more likely would attend a CBOC clinic as opposed to a clinic in Pittsburgh. When we looked at the IR zip, we saw that the greater the rurality, the greater the odds of receiving outpatient care in a CBOC. So for every 0.1 unit increase in the 3-variable IR zip, the odds of attending a CBOC was 2.5 times the odds of attending a clinic in Pittsburgh. When you looked at the RUCA urban core group, there was an equal likelihood of attending a CBOC versus a Pittsburgh clinic. The way I make sense of this is that many of the CBOCs are located in an urban environment in these outlying counties, and so perhaps the urban population in that particular county would attend a CBOC much like the urban population in Pittsburgh would attend a Pittsburgh clinic. But again, like the other urban, we would expect an other urban population to also maybe attend a Pittsburgh clinic or a CBOC, a Pittsburgh clinic. But what happens is that they're 4 times more likely to attend a CBOC than a Pittsburgh clinic. So then the question is that makes sense if you look at it from the IR zip because they kind of live more in the rural areas, but there is some kind of, it's hard to explain. It's also hard to explain why people who live in large areas were 2 times more likely to attend a clinic in Pittsburgh. Conclusion to this is that using the IR zip, veterans living in more rural areas are more likely to attend a CBOC versus a clinic in Pittsburgh. And so we felt like this was kind of a soft validation that the IR zip works. It's much harder to kind of have a hard conclusion using the RUCA codes. So our overall conclusions are IRZIP and RUCA differ in how rurality is defined, And two, though there exists no method to validate either the RUCA or the IRZIP, IRZIP appears to perform consistent with expectations. Like I said before, defining rurality is nebulous, but rural classification systems are being used as an analytic and policy tool. And if they're going to be used, I think that more thought needs to be given to the component elements regarding what it is about rurality that may be relevant to health. And is it commuting codes? Is it Wi-Fi access? It's unclear. But what's very clear in rural disparities research is that the rural disparities that have been identified by providers practicing in rural areas, they sometimes are not supported by what we see in rural health services research. There's some inconsistencies. So the question is it because we haven't identified the rural population well enough? What I would like to see is the rural providers not only informing rural health services research, but that rural health services research at one point can get to a point where we identify problems and we can go back to the rural providers and say, look, this is what our research has shown, and the rural providers can provide support in saying, you know what, that's right. We've seen this problem, and we really never even we never paid attention to that. So that's kind of where you would like to see rural health services research approach. There are many, many limitations. Administrative boundaries. There are problems with administrative boundaries anywhere. I mean, if you live on a boundary, are you affected by the zip code that you are identified with, or are you identified by the zip code in the neighboring zip code? So there's just inherent issues using administrative boundaries. Zip code boundaries are not fixed over time. It's subject to misclassification. So you may be identified with one zip code 1 year, and the next year you may have a different zip code. So there may be some misclassification issues that have not been measured in research. We use Census 2000 and VA 2008 data. There's a mismatch. Last year, the 2010 census data was not available, but our goal was to develop methodology more than to achieve precision. The IRZIP is relative. This is not really an inherent limitation, but if we had included, let's say, Wyoming in our study, our maximum Pennsylvania IRZIP score may have been 0.4 because Wyoming may have pretty much made the extreme on rurality. So it's hard to say, exactly what IRZIP of 0.8 means to the nation in general. It's not generalizable. And again, there's no method to validate either the RUCA or the IRZIP. I want to acknowledge a large number of people who were extremely helpful in working with me on this project. And that's the end, and that's my email. I'm going to have to probably leave, but I'm open to anybody contacting me via email, as well as this presentation will be on the web.